Even when you think that you are planning freely to do this or to do that, and that you could have planned one way or the other. This is a famous question put to Napoleon. You know, Napoleon was a great general of the army, and he was master planner. He used to plan all his expeditions very carefully and meticulously. And it was believed that as a master planner he could plan one way or the other, free to plan one way or the other. And when he was asked whether really he was free, he said, no. There is a force which impels me to plan in one way rather than in the other way. All the circumstances which are around me, all my abilities of thinking, all my capacities of planning are so compelling that I can do only in one way and not the other way. In other words, the conclusion that is derived is that every action produces a consequence. And it is not in your hands to prevent the consequence. And once you are in the consequence, you are bound by it. And you do another action, it has its own consequence, again you are bound in it. It is therefore argued that the greatest bondage is that you are compelled to act, and once you act, you are compelled to have the consequence, and you are bound by the consequence. And in that stage of bondage, you are bound to act, and as a result, you are bound to have consequence. And again you are bound to act because of that consequence in which you are involved, and therefore you are bound to act further and bound to be bound. In the series of this, it is concluded, action implies bondage and compulsion. It is even argued, therefore, that as long as you act, you are in bondage. But this Upanishad now tells you that in spite of all these arguments which are unassailable, they seem to be so impeccable. In spite of this, this Upanishad says, you can be free. Even in action. And it says you must act, not only that you may act or you may not act. It says, you must act, and for 100 years you should continue to act. You should wish and act here, in this very world. And yet it promises, you will not be bound. There is something in the field of action that is closely connected with freedom. And this we do not realize, and therefore we find that there is an opposition between bondage and freedom. These two are opposites. To act is to be bounded, to be bound. Not to act is freedom. This is the normal argument. To act is to be bound, not to act is to be free. And that is why there is a great gospel in India particularly of inaction. Minimize your actions, minimize your needs, your wants, your field of activities, until You are almost reduced to nil in action. And as I said, even if you breathing requires some kind of action, the argument is that there are means by which you can be free from breathing. You can come out of the body altogether. And there have been many yogis in India who have been able to come out of the body altogether. So even breathing is not necessary. But this Upanishad says no. So where is the lever of action really, and where is freedom? Now let us ask the question, what is the real meaning of freedom? We use this word freedom very loosely, without contemplating sufficiently on the concept of freedom. If you examine closely, you'll find that the concept of freedom begins to operate when you have before you at least two options. Now, one of our greatest experiences of freedom is when we are confronted with two options. As long as there is only one option, you don't feel freedom because you are compelled. But the moment two options present themselves before you, you begin to have the idea that I can take this or that. Presentation of option as a result of which you can make a choice between one and the other, you feel that you are free. This is where we first experience freedom. Presentation of options. And very often we feel that options were presented and I chose this one freely. You do feel that it was free. You chose this instead of this. This is our first experience of freedom. I go to a market with my mother and she says, do you want this pair of shoes or that pair of shoes? Both have the same price. This or this? And I freely choose this one. No compulsion. My mother doesn't say, you must buy this. No. She says, you choose between the two. Both are equal priced. This is red, this is green. That is yellow. Anything, you choose. And I choose this.